Welcome to this Christmas reflection. It's the 4th of December, so some people will be feeling very virtuous because all the Christmas shopping is done, but others will be wondering how they're going to fit everything in. But when you get past all the shopping and all the eating, Christmas is about hope because of a baby boy named Jesus.
The birth of Jesus is the most significant event in history, but also in our lives. On that basis, today we're thinking about the line in the carol, O Holy Night, that says, a thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Now, I don't know this carol as well as some other carols, so initially I thought it talked about a ray of hope. I think a ray of hope implies something just about breaking through, something a bit weak, even though it still brought some hope where there had been none. The carol actually says a thrill of hope. Now that's very different. That's not a weak ray. It's an overwhelming sense of joy and expectation. Recently, there was a dull and cloudy day when suddenly the clouds parted and our house was bathed in wonderful bright sunlight. The contrast was amazing. It made us feel good and optimistic about the day, even if it did highlight some of the dusty bits. And what else is there that gives us a thrill of hope? Well, nothing surpasses like an amazing sunrise. It can thrill us like nothing else. But you don't experience a thrill every day. Some people love the thrill of an extreme Alton Towers ride. We're all excited by the thrill of meeting a loved one we haven't seen for a long time. I think thrill means something really special. What about hope? It means expecting something positive, expecting something with confidence or conviction. And don't we need a thrill of hope in our world? Some people will have had a good year in their lives and others not so good. But I don't think anyone would say it's been a good year for the world. With the situation in the Middle East, Ukraine and Sudan, and many other places where so many innocent people have been killed. And then there are the challenges of climate change. So in this weary world, what gives you a thrill of hope in your life? For the Christian, that thrill of hope is God's love for us, expressed by sending Jesus as a baby.
In Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 12, we read about the angels telling the shepherds about the birth of Jesus. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." So Jesus was the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Saviour of the world, whose birth had been prophesied hundreds of years before in the Old Testament. The birth of Jesus was the fulfillment of God's promise. It was good news that was a cause of great joy for all the people, and it still is. The birth of Jesus is the thrill of hope that breaks through all the darkness and floods the world with light. It's the most spectacular sunrise. Just like the sun breaking through the clouds, it fills our lives with light. And it fills us with excitement and expectation, both in our lives now and in the future, because at Christmas we celebrate the birth of Jesus. But we also know that he's coming back again to take all his people to be with him.
In Luke, it says a Saviour has been born to you. Jesus was born, lived and died to take away the barrier of sin between us and God, and so that we could have eternal life with him. And our life in relationship with God starts now, So the thrill of hope started 2,000 years ago. It continues today, and it will come to fulfillment in the future. A friend recently, very sadly, lost his wife, but in a wonderful statement of faith, he said that she is now more alive than she has ever been, meaning she was with Jesus, Jesus who was born as a baby all those years ago. That's a thrill of hope in a weary world, and it points to a new and glorious morn.
Let's pray. Father, we come and thank you for the privilege of coming into your presence because of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that we have a Saviour who has lived in this weary world and who knows the difficulties and struggles and temptations that we all go through. But we thank you for the hope and the thrill of knowing you in our lives, and the hope that Christmas reminds us of, that we have a Saviour who has taken away our sins when we ask you to come into our lives. So Father, help us to know the thrill afresh of your love for us and for those we love as we celebrate Christmas together. We give thanks for the wonder of Jesus coming to this world. In his precious name, amen.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
Christmas, everyone.